Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings and it is Tuesday, the 21st of June. And for the day, the index, the ASX, closed up 90 points or 1.4% to 6,524 points. We had a high today of 6,538 and a low of 6,433. So a good day all round today. The market certainly had a strong day today, with banks being very much in focus, with the big bank basket closing up at $158.38, which was up 2.7%. So a good day all round. We did have a few highlights today on the economic front, if you can call them highlights. We had RBA's Phil Lowe speaking at a conference today, and also we did get the RBA minutes today as well from the last board meeting. And the RBA was downplaying the chances of a 75 basis point rate rise at the July meeting, but the review of the RBA's yield curve control policy was about as exciting as it sounds, although the board did note that they had lost some face and reputational risk in the market due to the way they handled the bond purchases and the pullback from that measure. So not all good news for the RBA by any stretch of the imagination. But energy and miners, the most improved sectors today. BHP and Rio doing well, up 1.7% and 2.3% respectively. Coal stocks not doing quite so well, especially those in Queensland. They had an announcement today. The Queensland budget had the increased royalties coming for miners in Queensland. So big losses today in the likes of Stanmore. New Hope, though, was up 2.2% and Whitehaven up 5.3%. Property and healthcare, which had been a port in a storm recently, not doing quite so well today. CSL down 1.2%, Cochlear 1.6%. And on the corporate front, we had Westpac launching a $750 million capital notes offer. Stockland seeing a second half dividend of 14.6 cents in line with guidance. GrainCorp had a good day today. They reaffirmed full year guidance, up 5%. Humm rattled higher today, up 5%, on speculation that it may have to raise equity after profit fall. Interesting move there. Bega falling another 1.8% with another broker downgrade coming. And the Australian Agricultural Company, the CEO, stepped down rather suddenly. So interesting moves there going on AAC at the moment. In economic news today, apart from the RBA, we had weekly consumer confidence up 1.6% to 81.7. That was after a 7.6% fall the week before. And Dow futures currently up around 390 points, coming back from a long weekend, and European markets expected to open slightly positive today. Nothing very exciting though, and we are seeing those Dow futures drift down a little bit as European markets not quite so optimistic as we have seen here. In terms of the winners today, the winners are grinners was PointsBet, Paladin, URW, that's Unibail Rodamco, OZL, Oz Minerals, and QBE doing well today. That was despite not much happening really in the bonds, although they did push a little bit higher, to say the least. They were up around 4.06 today. And losers, we had a few lithium stocks in the losing category today. Lake Resources, LKE, CXO, Core Lithium, COR, not doing well today either. Bet Makers also faring badly, and APA faring badly as well. Positive sectors today, we had energy, financials, consumer, materials, tech, telcos, industrials, and the banks all doing well today. Negative sectors today were golds and the real estate investment trust sector, utilities, and healthcare. So some of those defensive stocks not doing so well today, as we did see a flight to quality. All tech index up 0.9% today. Gold steady in Aussie dollar terms at 26.40. Bitcoin nudging back above 20,000, 20,650. And the Aussie dollar lower at 69.62. 10-year yield steady at 4.06. Japan having a good day in the sun today, up 2.1%. China was also good today for It did try to be good anyway, down 0.6%, but Hong Kong 1.3% better. Nasdaq futures up around 170 points at the moment, and Dow futures up around 390 points today. In the news today, we did see Stockland with estimates of second half distribution of 14.6 cents. The record date, June 30, payment date, August 31st. GrainCorp has reaffirmed FY22 underlying EBITDA guidance, 590 to 610. You can drive a bus through that particular EBITDA guidance. And full year guidance was upgraded back in February following excellent planting conditions. The Australian Agricultural Company, Hugh Cullen, has resigned from his role effective immediately. A very shock and very interesting decision, but and no real reasons given, not even the spending more time with his family reason given. And Westpac has issued capital notes number 9. Is that Mambo number 9? Offers prospectus to raise $750 million. In economic news today, Queensland is increasing royalties on big coal miners in the budget today. And New South Wales Treasurer Matt Keane has predicted the state's economy will grow by 4.25% as the government pumps money into flood impacts and infrastructure investment. Haven't we done with the pumping money and the problems that has caused to inflation? And yet here we are again with the New South Wales government pumping money in to stimulate the economy post-COVID. We should see lettuces get back up to $12 at this rate. And the New South Wales government has also implemented some changes to stamp duty for first home buyers. In other economic news today, ANZ Roy Morgan consumer confidence was up 1.6% to 81.7. It fell 7.6% last week, and 100 is considered kind of neutral. So 81.7, well below neutral. Plenty of banks at the moment predicting the end of the world as we know it. Goldman Sachs expects a half point increase in the cash rate in July, August and September, followed by a monthly quarter point lift until Christmas. And CBA has updated its forecast for key economic measures. It sees GDP growth of 3.5% this financial year before falling to 2.1%. in 2023, but inflation to moderate to 4.4% this year and then 3% in 2023, and unemployment expected to fall slightly to 3.8% this year. In the RBA news today, it was a bumper session from the RBA. Philip Lowe was out and about at the Australian, the American Chamber of Commerce in Australia. AmCham is the code for that one. His main points: he won't let inflation persist and will do whatever it takes to bring it down. He doesn't see a recession on the horizon. He thinks the economy, the fundamentals are strong, but Australia should be prepared for more interest rate increases. He also went on to say the level of rates is still very low and wants to emphasise that not on a set path on rates, a preset path on rates. He now expects CPI inflation to peak around 7% in the fourth quarter and then a decline. And the availability of labour is a significant constraint, according to Mr. Lowe. And he does expect inflation to be back in the 2 to 3% range in the next couple of years. If inflation expectations shift to 3% to 4%, there will be problems, he said. So if he also pointed out if workers are looking for wage rises with a 5 in front of it, that will cause problems further down the track. Hopefully his wage rise will be certainly significantly less than that 5%. Asian markets today, we are seeing that outbreak of COVID in China continue. And the Jumbo restaurant, which has long been a landmark in Hong Kong, has sunk in around 1,000 metres of water in the South China Sea. Some heavy weather involved there. In European headlines today, not huge amounts on the ticket, but they are expected to open a smidge higher. And there's no data or major company releases today coming out of Europe. We have seen US construction companies are suffering from staffing pressures again as the Biden $1 trillion infrastructure build package kicks off. And President Biden is still to decide on a gas tax holiday in the US. This would lower it by 18.4 cents a gallon. Although a former US ambassador says slashing Chinese tariffs in the US could help fight inflation. And for the first time in over 30 years, since 1994, We are seeing rail strikes in the UK, rail and tube strikes, as staff there asking for far more wages. And some perspective, the ECB has not actually moved on interest rates yet. They're talking a lot about moving on interest rates, but they still actually haven't moved interest rates. Still negative 0.5%. Just putting it in perspective, while Europe has around 7 to 8% across the board inflation, the ECB is still negative 0.5%. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening, and hope you have a great evening.